Hi, I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, Glory. John 1:14 says, "And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father." It was a humbling experience, a spiritual threshold in my life, a time of profound transformation. I was relatively young in my Christian walk. I had grown substantially through college and graduate school. After we were married, we were committed to local churches, but in my biblical studies, I found myself gravitating toward a fascination with the apostles, those whose writings make up the bulk of the New Testament, John, Peter, to be sure, but most notably, Paul. Their lives were so inspiring. What they endured for the sake of the gospel was deeply challenging to me. I often started that period of my life by praying, Lord, make me like Paul, or make me like Peter, or make me like John. But the more I read and studied about these extraordinary saints, the more I prayed, Lord, don't make me like Paul. Their sacrifices were more than I could imagine bearing myself. Now, those studies were worthy in and of themselves. I certainly grew spiritually as a result. But at some point, I realized some of my preoccupation was misplaced. I was infatuated with the apostles, but Christ Himself was blurred in the background. Why was I not even more enamored with Christ? What changed was two studies, which of course for me, the teacher, turned into classes for others. One was a study of the names for Christ in the New Testament. Names have great significance in biblical studies. While the names of Christ really do reveal much about His nature and character, I discovered that Christ had His favorite names for Himself, and that in itself was transformative in my thinking. The other study was The Glory of Christ, inspired by a book by R.C. Sproul of the same name, tracing the ways in which the glory of God exploded from the pages of Scripture during the ministry of Jesus, brought Jesus out of the blurry background and into the foreground of my life. In fact, I remember R.C. testifying in a similar way. He said that the most delightful time he ever spent writing any book was when he wrote about the glory of Christ. He also said that the book that sold the least of all he had written to that point was The Glory of Christ. I guess much of the Christian world was, like I was, happy to have our Lord hidden in the shadows. But for me, the glory of Christ was like the sun bursting through the clouds after a thunderstorm. So beginning this Sunday evening, I'll be starting a teaching series on the glory of Christ. It will, as is often the case on Sunday evenings, be interrupted by a number of other programs, most notably Global Impact Week. But as we explore together the glory of Christ, my hope is that you'll join me as we seek to join the apostle who said, "We have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:14. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.